Hey, this is Ryan Rogers, and I'm the pastor at the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. I hope that this message gives you a glimpse of how beautiful our God is.
So, when I agreed to study the prayer of Jonah, I had really no idea how quickly my life was going to change. Justin and I had decided to, you know, make Alaska our home. We've been here 10 years now, and we love it here. We love our church family. We love our friends. And we had, of course, tried to entice our family to come up here, come in the summer, enjoy Alaska. They loved it. But we had accepted the fact that they were not going to make Alaska our home, their home, like our home. And so we thought, okay, we'll go see them, we'll travel, we'll see them every chance we got. This request and study had came at such a time when I needed and continue to need God the most. We all know the story of Jonah. We tell it to our kids, swallowed by a big fish. He decided to go opposite of God's direction. God saved him. He ended up going to Nineveh. We know all that. But digging deeper, I learned quite a bit, actually. And I learned about Jonah's experience with God. Stephanie talked about situations and experiences, and he had his own experience with God. In Jonah's desperation, he had told the crew members of the ship going to Tarshish, you know, throw me overboard. That's what you need to do. And some might consider that, you know, taking his own life, maybe. That was a question that I had. The Bible says, I'm going to read here from Jonah, chapter 2. He says, I'm going to just quote here, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me." And this is what Arlie read. "From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry." Now just imagine, from deep in the realm of the dead. So he was there, right? "You listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas. And the currents swirled about me." I just imagine the currents kind of going around Jonah. "All your waves and breakers swept over me." This is verse 4. "I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. The roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit." Oftentimes, we go through situations or experiences in life, and it feels like we are in the deepest depths of the sea. This is where I was about a week and a half ago. As many of you know, I've been struggling with some vision problems. We didn't know what they were. Came out of nowhere. I had some kind of blurry vision. Well, then one day my vision on my left eye was gone, just out of nowhere. And like Jonah, I felt like I was sinking further and further into the sea of the unknown. The Bible described it well, didn't it? Just what I just read. Currents swirling about me. Even though I may not talk to God every day, I try. But you know, life gets in the way of everything. Life is just so busy now. But even in our darkest moments, He hears us. Even if I don't talk to God, you know, for 2 days straight or 3 days straight, you know, we pray before meals. We pray before bed. But talking to Him all the time, I admit I don't do it all the time. And even when I don't, He still hears me when I cry out for help. It's amazing. Last week, it'll be 2 weeks on Monday, was an extremely hard week for me and my family, for me and my husband. For months, I've been going through a myriad of tests. You know, when you lose your vision, of course, you want to know what's going on. Blood work, a lot of blood work, MRI scans, eye tests, all leading up to December 28. On December 28, my husband and I went to see a neurologist. And it turns out that for the last 2 years, I have been having symptoms, which I didn't know, of multiple sclerosis. And it was a shock, really. I have many questions. I have so many questions, even now. How could this have happened? How will this affect my life? How am I going to tell my kids? How am I going to take care of my kids? They're so little, you know, 9, 6. And so, you know, you hear all the time, God allows things to happen, right? God allows things to happen for a reason. I hear that a lot. And I don't believe it. I don't. I believe that we live in this sinful world, and the sinful world is attacking us. And it throws these curveballs at you. And this is the biggest curveball that I've been thrown at, that has been thrown at me, actually. And I've had my fair share, as I'm sure we all have had our fair share of curveballs. But through this journey, through the journey of prayer, and through learning about Jonah's experience, I believe that God is here, and He gives me the strength to cope, to process, to share. He has given me the strength to not be and not feel like I'm in the belly of the whale all the time. While I'm still processing this information, it's new. It's new to me. It's new to you. I still find joy, and I still feel blessed. And I'm blessed because of you, my church family. I'm blessed because of my immediate family, my family, my friends, my God. I'm still very blessed, for sure. And I have so much to be grateful for, so much. While this is not the news that I wanted, I still praise God every day for another day of blessings. You know, my children are healthy, they're well. My family's doing fine. My friends overall are doing great. And I praise Him for all the good He has done, and He continues to do. Like Jonah did in verse 9. But I'm going to just read this. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed. I will make good, and I will say salvation comes from the Lord. It's amazing. Now, this has brought me to question, you know, he saves us. And, you know, we typically offer some sort of sacrifice, right? Can we offer sacrifices today? And yeah, this kind of led me to sacrifices. How do we sacrifice now? We, you know, I'm not going out back and sacrificing a ram or a lamb, but we certainly look at that different. And there are several books and chapters in the Bible that talk about sacrifices. Romans 12:1, sacrifice our bodies as a living sacrifice. We, right here, right now, are a living sacrifice. Hebrews 13, verse 15, offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Amy, thank you. Songs, you know, singing, testimony. Hebrews 13, verse 16. We can do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Service to others. We do that with Feed the Need. We do that as a church. We are offering sacrifices all the time, and it's wonderful. And even though we may feel banished from God's sight, just like Jonah, we are not. He is waiting for us to talk to Him, to connect with Him. He's just waiting for us. And this prayer journey has really shown me that He is there. He hears us. He heard Jonah. He helps us. He helped Jonah. He helps us now. And He gives us hope. Hope for today. Hope for tomorrow. Hope for our families, our friends. And even though, of course, my hope is to be to go get an MRI, and miraculously there's nothing there. Hope changes, and that's okay. Hope is always there. It may look different 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road for me, but there's still hope, and that is what's amazing. And through prayer and through God, we have hope in Him. I just would like to pray, if you would be okay with that. If you would please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we are here. We have hope for the future. We have hope in you. And even though sometimes we are calling from deep in the realms of the dead, but every time we call for help, you listen. And I thank you for that. I thank you for your promises to us that you give us all the time in the Bible. I thank you for always being there and for always giving us hope. And your name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com.